This being Children's Day, we have a message related to that, but at the same time, in keeping with our theme for the year, Redeeming the Time. So today, we talk about the best use of a child's time. How about that? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for our children. But there's a sense in which we are all children, your children. And so while this message is directed towards young people, there's something for all of us to learn as we continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So help us as we look at some things that you have said, that we would have understanding, not only of what it means, but of how it applies to our lives. Please guide us through this study by your Holy Spirit, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The best use of a child's time, if I were to sum it up in one word, it would be the word hear, H-E-A-R. In other words, the importance of developing listening skills. The Bible speaks a lot concerning the importance of listening. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 12 says, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them." Look over in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1. "Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice?" Verse 4. "Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart, hear. For I will speak of excellent things." There is the danger of hearing the wrong things, and we'll talk a little bit about that later on, but Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 27 says, "Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge." Stop listening to the things that will point you in the wrong direction. Then there is the problem of not hearing at all. Proverbs 13, verse 1. "A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke." There are other places as well in Proverbs that talk about the failure to hear, the inability to listen. The Bible teaches that hearing or listening is a very important exercise for every one of us, and it is particularly important for children to develop the skill of listening. Proverbs chapter 1. Verse 8, the importance of the exercise of listening. "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." Chapter 2, verse 1. "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding." That's an interesting phrase there, incline thine ear. Basically means to turn your ears so that they have the greatest capacity to catch the sound waves. those of us that are older remember back in the day when for television reception you had an antenna on top of your house. Do you ever send somebody to the roof to turn the antenna so you could get reception? Am I that only one that remembers that? And there were only two or three channels that you could get anyway. Some of the more sophisticated antennas had a wheel on the ground level. You could turn the antenna because each channel needed a different position to catch the waves and have reception. By inclining your ear unto wisdom, you are turning your listening skills to the place where you can receive maximum reception and receiving the wisdom that is being spoken. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 10 says, "Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart." So not only is it important to listen and actually hear what is being said, but it is important then to record that. We're familiar with that concept, right? Recording things. That's the idea of storing them in your heart. Receiving them into your heart is like recording something. Do you have a song you like to listen to over and over again, or a particular CD of some music you listen to it frequently, you like to listen to it over? Isn't it nice that there's a recording technology that you can actually do that? Did you know that God built inside of you a recording technology? Human recording device. It's called memory. And as you develop listening skills, it's important to develop memory skills along with that, so that when you hear something of value, you record it in your heart, and then you can listen to it over and over again. There are benefits to actually listening to the right things. Chapter 1, verse 8 again. Where when you hear the instruction of your father, and you forsake not the law of your mother, it says in verse 9, for they shall be ornaments, they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Ornaments. Anybody have ornaments on today? I have an ornament on my finger. There was a wedding last weekend. They posted some pictures. One of those pictures was their hands, and they were showing off the ornaments, their wedding rings. One day, just very recently, I got behind a school bus at the end of the day, and they're dropping off the children. You ever do that? But this particular time, I was impressed with one boy. He got off of the school bus. He looked like maybe 12, 13 years old. He got off the school bus, and the driveway was relatively long. But the garbage, the empty garbage can, was right next to the end of the driveway. And he just got a hold of that and wheeled it back to the house. I thought, wow, he didn't even have to be told. And my mind immediately went, what did the parents do to convince that boy to pull the trash can back without being told? I thought, that's an ornament in that boy's life. That was an ornament to me, that he was that responsible. He didn't have to be told. He just did it. These days, a lot of young people like to adorn themselves with body piercings and tattoos. Have you noticed that? I want to tell you, the ornaments of respect and responsibility are a lot more attractive and a lot less expensive and a much better use of your time. Did you know the things that you hear can actually extend your life on earth? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Now, the point is this. If you listen to wisdom, if you heed the word of God, and you live a respectful and responsible lifestyle, and avoid the irresponsible and foolish ways of the world, you have a better opportunity of living all the days that God has assigned to you. You know, God is the one who numbers our days. But a person who becomes an alcoholic can shorten his life with liver disease. A person who overdoses with drugs can shorten his life and die sooner than God intended. A person who lives an immoral lifestyle can contract diseases that were not necessary and shorten their life. I think that's what this verse is talking about here. Avoid these foolish things of the world. Listen to the truth. Listen to the word of God. Live a respectful and responsible lifestyle, and you can have all the days God has assigned to you. The Bible tells us there are some reasons children fail to hear, and I want to address three of those this morning. One of the reasons that children fail to hear is because they are scorners. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1, we read it before, but it has that word in it. It tells us this: a scorner heareth not rebuke. What is a scorner? Basically, well, there are two aspects to scorning. The first of these two aspects of scorning is this: talking back. Back talk. Children can be pretty mean with some of this. A parent says, "We have 10 minutes before we need to leave. Please get dressed now." And the child says, "No, you're not the boss of me." Does that kind of thing ever happen? Yeah, unfortunately. Parent says, "Please take out the garbage." And the child says, "Do it yourself. I'm busy." That's back talk. It's disrespectful. And it's terrible behavior. The other aspect of scorning is trash talk. Job chapter 12, verse 4. Job chapter 12, verse 4. Job says this: "I am as one mocked of his neighbor, who calleth upon God and he answereth him. The just upright man is laughed to scorn." And then he says over in chapter 16 and verse 20, "My friends scorn me." One of the things that one of his friends said, Bildad, over in chapter 8 and verse 4, If thy children have sinned against him, that is God, and he have cast them away for their transgression. You know, Job has just lost his children. He had 10 children. They all died on the same day. And here comes one of your friends and says, you know, your children were just a bunch of sinners. That's why they died. How comforting is that? And then Zophar, over in chapter 11 and verse 6, says, know therefore that God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserveth. Oh, what a friend. You must be hiding some terrible sin in your life, Job. That's why God isn't doing anything for you. Can you imagine one of your friends coming to you right after your child dies and says, you know, your child was really a bad person. That's why they died. Or another friend comes to you and says, you must be hiding some terrible sin in your life. That's why your car broke down. That's why you lost your job. Oh, how encouraging. Bible calls this scorning. And God is very unhappy with back talk and trash talk. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 29. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 29. Well, that doesn't match up with the verse that I have here. Typed the wrong address again, but here's what the verse is supposed to say. Maybe somebody can find the address. Judgments are prepared for scorners. Is that what it says? Oh, you know what? I'm in Job. No wonder it doesn't match up. I was in the right pew, but the wrong church. I'm 71, you know. Used to say it was 70, now it's getting worse. Now I'm in Psalms. We'll get there. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 29. Sure enough, there it is. Judgments are prepared for scorners. Chapter 21, verse 11. Chapter 21, verse 11, when the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. Here's what children need to learn. You know the verse, James 1:19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to and slow to speak. Listening is one of the most important social skills in life. And parents, you can teach your children to listen to you by setting the example and doing what? Listening to them. I took a course in listening skills one time. It was very insightful. One of the things that I found extremely helpful was in the process of listening, it helps if you repeat something they said back to them in your own words. Not only does that make you concentrate on what they're actually saying, but it also affirms to them that you have actually listened. For example, somebody says, I really miss my son that died. And you would say, your life feels empty without him, doesn't it? That shows that you heard what they said and you understand the pain they feel. Learn to listen. and in listening, try to see things from the other person's point of view. You know, children, it really would be helpful if you tried to understand what it means to be a parent. Do you know why that's important? Because someday you might be a parent. And if you observe your parents and watch them and listen to them, it will help you develop the skills you'll need later on in life. Second reason some children don't hear anything is because they're rebellious. Deuteronomy chapter 21. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 18. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them. Defines for us what rebellion is here. A rebellious son is one who will not obey. You know that's what God expects. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And that's plain enough. But notice here, a rebellious son, even after he has been disciplined for disobedience, will not listen. What are the parents to do? Back during the Mosaic law, they were to appeal to the civil authorities. Verse 19, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of the city. And they, verse 20, they shall say unto the elders of the city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. It used to be, you see, back in the day, that society considered rebellious and disobedient children to be a problem for society at large. Unfortunately, now today, civil authorities are encouraging rebellion. You think not? Hasn't been that long since they characterized violent vandalism and destruction of property as mostly peaceful protests. And that's not a political statement. Do you know they say advertising actually works? Have any of you ever bought something because you saw an advertisement? Anybody admit to that? Advertising must work because people spend a lot of money on advertisement, right? Did you know that news coverage of rebellious children has the same effect as advertisement? They glamorize it on TV. They show it over and over again. It's advertisement. They encourage it. But here's what children need to learn. Two things you need to learn regarding this matter of rebellion. Number one, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11. Number one, you need to learn that there are consequences for your actions. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11. There is a generation that curseth father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. Drop down to verse 17. The eye that mocketh his father and despiseth to obey his mother. Now the next part is rather graphic. But it tells us there are consequences for your actions. The ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. Be sure your sin will do what? Find you out. First thing you need to learn is there are consequences for your actions. The second thing regarding rebellion is you need to learn that obedience is the very best thing. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 27. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Verse 27, a blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. A blessing if you obey God's commandments. What is one of God's commandments? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The third reason some children don't hear what they ought to hear is because they're listening to the wrong sources. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 19. Verse 27, where it says, cease, my son. Well, let's do away with that and see what the rest says. Oh, hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. Is there instruction out in the world that causes young people to err from the words of knowledge? Absolutely, there is. Parents, you need to understand that in the day of social media, you need to be aware. Most of you know about Facebook and Twitter. Some of these others I had never heard of. Some of them I've heard of. Some of them I had never heard of. Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Tinder, Kick Messenger, Ask.fm, 4chan, Telonym, Bigo Live, IVMU, Badu, Yik Yak, Chat Roulette, Omegle. All of those are social media sites where young people can interact not only with other young people, but with adults in very dangerous situations. And this one, Calculator Percent, allows you to hide files on your device. Watch for that one. If your children stop listening to you, it may be because they're listening to sources that are corrupting their minds. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33, you may know it when I read it, but look at it on the page. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33, God put it in here for a reason. He wants you to see it. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. There are plenty of voices out there Even those who intentionally want to corrupt Christian young people. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Sorry. I knew where it was supposed to be on the page. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. Verse 3, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. Verse 18, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. Your child is perfectly responsible, and then suddenly something changes in their life. What's happening? They're listening to voices that are corrupting their minds. Here's what children need to learn. Number one, it's very simple. You need to learn to say no. What did Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 27 say? Cease, my son, to hear. Stop listening to the wrong sources. You have the ability to say no. You have the ability. And secondly, you must learn to enjoy, to listen to the good things. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13 says, you received the word of God which he heard of us. Enjoy receiving the word of God. Why is it important to hear the word of God? Because faith comes from hearing the word of God. And why is it important to have faith? Because, you know, Hebrews 11, 6, without faith it is impossible to please him. And if you don't please God, there will be consequences in your life. Listening is a skill we all need to learn well. You know, at some point, we're all called upon to actually say something. And listening is a prerequisite to speaking well. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 17. First you hear, first you listen. Verse 17, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge, for it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them with thee. So first you hear, and you record it. And then notice the last line in verse 18. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. Well, the things that you hear then become the things you speak. Read a biography one time of Abraham Lincoln, and in the biography it said how he had read the Bible so much as a young person that when he spoke in public, he tended to use Bible language in his speech. That's what this is talking about. What goes in is what's going to come out. So you have to be sure that you have listened to the words of the wise, not to the mouth of the foolish, Proverbs 10:14, not to the words of the wicked, Proverbs 12:6, not to the words of the talebearer, Proverbs 18:8, and not to the words of the transgressor, Proverbs 22:12. Oh, did you know that the angels know what to listen to? Psalm 103, verse 20. Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening or listening unto the voice of his word. Interesting. And there is a blessing waiting for us if we'll do the same thing. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy. The ability to listen, to absorb what you hear, and have that become who you are is a very, very important skill and comes with God's blessing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us ears. Jesus said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Heavenly Father, give us all those ears that have the listening skills we need and the will to listen to the right things, so that we may have your blessing in our lives. Bless the children among us, the teenagers among us, especially that they may develop the listening skills they need to have your blessing in their lives. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.